Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Eagles play here. Catch BC football, basketball, baseball, and hockey on WEEI AM, Boston. Live from the Stockyard in Brighton, this is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll have special guests and get you caught up on the Eagles. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter-Burrell.
And Boston College is 1-0. It was a great afternoon on Saturday. Welcome, everybody, to the Stockyard in Brighton. We're here every Thursday. He's Bill O'Brien. He's Pete Cronin. I am John Meter-Burrell. Coach, good to see you. Congratulations.
Great to see you guys. You know, back at it again, Thursday night at the Stockyard with an unbelievable crowd.
You got to love it.
See that the hat I wore for Merlecina and
oh, yeah,
Ray.
Is that the Gridiron Club hat?
Yeah, it's a great hat.
Fits. Very nice.
I have a kind of a weird head, so it's a difficult head to fit.
I'm familiar with the head thing.
You got a nice head, though.
Well, I've been told that. But
this hat fits my head very nicely.
It does. You're a hat guy, though.
Of course.
He is a hat guy.
You would be, too, if you had a head like
that. I'm not a hat guy. I got the lettuce.
Oh, you got a great coif.
I got a coif, man.
You're not quite Ray Perone, but...
There's no one like Ray Perone.
Ray, the silver streak that Ray Perone.
No question.
Ray Perone.
Movie star. But look at him.
He's a male shampoo model.
Yeah.
Male
absolutely.
Shampoo model. Like Jim Barber used to be, or one of those guys?
And hand model. He's a shampoo.
These guys are a little distracted because they have great Stockyard food.
We do.
You got the beef sliders. You got the steak and cheese rolls, which I think have won many awards. They should.
Well, they should. They just won the Bill O'Brien Award.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
If I had a blue ribbon, we'd know where that would be going.
Those things are...
Like, well, they're dangerous.
You could eat 20 of them.
Oh, God. And
now we got
the hits just keep on coming.
We got shrimp.
I want a dinner with my wife after this. We can't.
I know. The lovely Colleen O'Brien.
This is
welcome.
This is the appetizer.
But when you order salad, you can say, look at Bill. Look, he's healthy.
On, yeah, look at him.
Yeah, he's
body by Bill.
Nothing wrong with that. But good eating on Saturday. Fordham 66 points.
Yeah.
That's a great opener. Upon further review, when you watch the tape, what'd you see?
Yeah, no, it was good. Look, you can't look at that score and not think that it was positive, all right? There were a lot more positive than negative, but there's things we really, really got to improve on. And, you know, the competition gets a lot better, a lot quicker here. And, you know, we got to run the ball better. We got to start the game better on defense. You know, I thought we missed some tackles, missed some communication. We got really, you know, a lot better as the game went on. We had a little stall action there on offense where we went three or four series in a row where we had to punt. So we worked very hard. I give these guys a lot of credit. We practiced on Sundays. They showed up on Sunday ready to go. They have Monday off, and then Tuesday was tough. Wednesday was tough. Today we had a good practice. I think you guys were there. It was very crisp practice, and, you know, I think these guys are ready to go.
Yeah, that was an effort. I always consider the opponent, but the numbers just jump at you. And when you look at what they did a good job against the run. But it looked like you said, okay, you're going to stop the run, we're going to throw it over your head.
And yeah.
Now, what I noticed, you weren't terribly exotic throwing the ball. You just go.
Yeah, pretty ball. Yeah. Which, you know, there's something to be said about that. You can't – a lot of times what I've learned in my career is don't overthink a lot of things. Don't overthink the passing game. You know, just – you know, I think it's very important to run what the kids know and what they have confidence in and, you know, dress them up however you want to dress them up. But when the ball's snapped, they really know what to do and they know how to run the route. And those routes that we ran against Fordham were good against Fordham. And, you know, I think we've had a good week in both areas running pass this week.
One thing, the quarterback came as advertised. You know, he had a lot of poise. He went through his checkdowns. He had a really great release. You know, all the stuff we heard about, saw him in action.
Yeah.
That's got to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, he's a good player. That's the first game he's played. He played, you know, a few garbage time games. You know, he got in late at Alabama when they were up by a lot of points. And so that's the first true college game he's ever really played. And I thought he did well, you know. But like I said, you know, we're headed into East Lansing this weekend, which will – nothing against Fordham. You know, they'll be a good team in the Patriot League, but we're about to face a Big Ten team. And, you know, we got a big challenge ahead of us.
One thing we remarked about on the broadcast was the clean aspect of the game.
Yeah.
A lot of times you play an FCS team, you have a bunch of penalties.
Right.
You guys didn't. You had one.
Yeah, we got a – and that was a shaky penalty. They called a rough passer on Jaden Fry. I was like, you guys – I mean, you thought at that point they might have wanted to go home, but they actually called that penalty. I'm like – but anyways, I think that's a big key for us, Meter. You know, you and I have talked about that a lot for a long time now. You know, if we can win the penalty battle, if we can win the turnover battle, right, you know, take care of the football and take the ball away, and then obviously, you know, win the situational battle, the third down battle, the red area battle. But it's really the penalties and the turnovers. If we can, you know, really take care of the ball and win the penalty battle, we got a shot to win a lot of games. And so I think that's got to continue for us. We've talked a lot about that this week, and we got to keep it going.
Well, I've ordained that this half dozen key metrics. I've ordained it Billy Ball.
Yeah.
Not, you know, not Billy Martin, Billy O'Brien.
No, I think it's important to be disciplined. You know, I grew up, you know, watching football with my dad and then, you know, playing football in the teams that were the most disciplined teams. He used to point that out. I'll never forget it. I was a kid, you know, we're watching, whether it was on TV or in person, you know, the teams that were the most, you know, if you think back to the great BC teams, you know, in the mid-80s and then when Coach Coughlin was here, they were very disciplined football teams. They may not have always been the flashiest. I mean, they were very flashy when Doug was here, but they were still disciplined with Coach Picknell. I mean, they were disciplined football teams, and they won a lot of games, and I think that's a recipe for success.
But not, that's every coach that takes a paycheck at college and even in the pros knows that. How do they get it done? Because a lot of them don't.
Yeah, I think you have to the player, you have to make sure that they understand, you know, why it's important. Show them why it's important. You know, hey, here's the teams that won a lot of games last year, and here are the disciplined teams, you know, so they understand that. And then when they do something that is a, you know, a pre-snap penalty, I always talk about it like control the controllables, right? No false starts, no neutral zone infractions, you know. Holding calls can be lazy, but they're also judgment calls, you know, so I don't really get on them about that too much. But, you know, if they jump off sides, they're gonna run. They're going to do an up down. They're going to run a lap. There's going to be some where they're like, man, I don't want to do that again. Because I do not want to run a lap again, or I do not want to run a gasser, you know, or I do not want to do an up down or a push up or whatever it is. There's got to be some little bit of a punitive part of that too, to you know, beat it into their head how important it is.
And I think in one of your game plans, I'm sure, was every guy's going to see some time.
Yeah,
most guys played.
Yeah, we played 14 true freshmen. Played a lot of guys. I think that's very, very important.
Yeah.
I think that's a big deal. I'm, and even if it was a close game or this game coming up, you know, I believe will be a very tight football game. You know, we're going to play a lot of guys. You know, there's a lot of guys that deserve to play. They've earned the right to play. They've worked very hard from, you know, winter conditioning. We started winter conditioning, you know, right when we came back from the bowl game. You know, they had a couple weeks off for vacation there, but then they came back, and then it went right into spring practice and then summer training. Our summer training is very demanding, you know, and there's a lot of guys that put it out there, and they deserve to play, and so you'll see that. Maybe not quite as many that played against Fordham, but there'll be a lot of guys
playing. I did a back-of-the-envelope math on that one. About 240 days from the bowl game to kickoff, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you work about 85-90% of them.
Yeah, no, they work very hard. I give these guys a lot of credit. It's a full-time job. I mean, I think it's even different than, you know, when you played, like in the summertime, you know, a lot of guys back in the day, I know, you know, when I played, they, you know, they had jobs and they worked out. Like, don't get me wrong, you guys worked out. But these kids are like, you know, it's 5-6 days a week in the summertime.
I was a doorman at the
I knew this was coming.
At the where?
He was at Mary Ann.
Doorman at the what?
No, at the casino in Falmouth Heights.
Oh, really?
I thought you were going to mention Mary Ann's.
How about that spot?
It was a great spot.
I've been there in a long
time. And I swear I ran every day.
Yeah, I bet you did.
You ran around the table.
You ran, yeah.
I was running from somebody or something.
Is that the one that overlooks the ocean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's.
I didn't know you were. I don't think I ever knew that.
No, the story is Coach Ukeeka knew I was down. It was my going into my sophomore year. And Ukeeka knew I was down there. I hadn't been around campus all summer long. I'd been on the Cape. One day, my high school head coach and the assistant coach show up. What are you guys doing here? Well, Coach Ukeeka told us to come down and tell you to get back to Boston.
Checking on you. You're one of our best players. You better. What are you doing down here at the casino?
Okay, I'm out of here next week.
I'll be back there in 90 minutes.
That's kind of it wasn't a very subtle hit. It wasn't subtle at all, but he made his point.
But it is true. Like these guys, it's different now. That, you know, they're in summer school. They, you know, they're lifting and running, and we do twice a week in the summertime, Tuesdays and Thursdays. We actually practice. It's a player-led practice. We can work with them for about 20 minutes. And then we turn it over to them, and they go do 7-on-7 and team periods and 2-minute drills, and it's very demanding.
And that's a question I had. I know that Fitzy does a great job with conditioning.
Yeah.
How, with all the emphasis and the time you put into training, how can teams be out of shape? And you see it.
It's a great question. I have to tell this story. So. I believe in this since when I was at Georgia Tech. I worked for a guy named George O'Leary. I mean,
sure.
He worked those guys like dogs, and we were in great shape, and we won a lot of games there because of that. We were in better condition. I learned a lot, you know, and then obviously moving on to the other places I was at as an assistant, you know, whether it's Maryland or the New England Patriots, you know, we believed in conditioning. When I interviewed for the job here, one of the things that Father Leahy said to me in the final interview was like, you know, I don't really want to see these guys bent over gasping for air in the fourth quarter. I was like, okay, I can take care of that. They will not be gasping for air in the fourth quarter. And I think that's something we really believe in. And Fitzy, like you said, does a good job. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough. These guys run. We run after practice Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We stretch after on Thursdays, kind of ramp it back up for the game, but we run a lot, and I think that's big.
There's another subtle point to all this. Yesterday I was at practice, and they were running kind of a thud, drill into the end zone.
Yeah.
Running scripted offensive plays, and it was defensive drill. And sidelines, you know, the cue was on the sidelines, captain, hands off your hips.
Yeah.
Hands off your hips. And I said, that's an inch subtle.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't let that, the opponent know that you're tired.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, no, I think that's a big thing. Body language is big. Body language is big. I mean, wherever I've been, if you're, you know, if you look, if you're grasping for air and you put that your hands on your head, that's, I think that's okay. You're stretching out, but when you start, you know, bending over and things like that, that other team looks at that. I did, you know, when I was early started, I look at, you know, look on from the sideline. We got them right now. We're about ready to
make you move.
About ready to go hammer time here because we got them, and you know, so we pride ourselves in that. We keep that going.
It also translates to special teams.
Yeah,
your special teams. Terrific.
Yeah.
You got Charlie Camella blocking a punt.
Huge.
Which is like game-changing type play.
Yeah.
You get your kickers executing, your punters executing. So everything across the board. I know you love teachable moments, but those are a lot of good things.
Yeah, I think that again, it's only one game, but the kicking is improved. I think people notice that. The punting's better. Luca Lombardo did a nice job. Andy Quinn went in there. Andy's my favorite player, by the way. He's straight off the boat from Ireland. He's my favorite player.
I know he is.
I love that
family. He's got family in Norwood, too, right?
I tell the quarterbacks all the time, like, who do you think my favorite player on the team is? And, you know, they'll say, like, well, the quarterback, you know, whatever, Turbo or, you know.
That's like me.
Bam Crouch or, no, it's Quinn.
Quinn.
Straight from Donegal.
Wow. And he's got a great leg.
Yeah. But anyways.
Both of them have great legs.
Seamus did a good job. Ben Mann did a good job. Crook did a good job on the short snaps. I think that's a big – that has to be big for us in this game. Yep. We've got to be able to kick the ball well because that's a big part of this game. Michigan State has an awesome punter, one of the best punters in the country.
And to be able to flip the field the way that you did is really not, that was a lot of people don't appreciate the impact that has on the scorability of.
Well, that was one of the issues last year was, you know, you get out there and you punt, and the ball goes sideways, and it's a 10-yard punt, and all the air, the fans and everybody's like, oh.
Even the broadcasters.
I'm sure. And so, you know, I think that's a big thing for us this year is that that's improved, and that has to continue to be improved.
Good stuff all around for the Eagles. We'll get into the Michigan State game coming up Saturday night in East Lansing. This is the BC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton, presented by our good friends from Bud Light.
Hey, college football fans, I know you'd do anything for a win on game day and an ice-cold Bud Light, because whether you're tailgating in the parking lot or parked on the couch, sitting on your lucky stool at the bar, or standing in the fan section all game long, the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light turns a win into a win-win. A win isn't a win without the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light, and there's nothing easier to enjoy than that. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Eagles fans, come and enjoy one of Metro West's hidden gems at Shining Rock Golf Club. Shining Rock is one of the premier public golf courses in New England. And now open our new 9-hole par 3 course, the Acorn. At only 867 yards, the Acorn provides a great opportunity to work on chipping and putting. Book your tee time by calling 508-234-0400 or visit their website at shiningrock.com. Go Eagles!
Calling all BC students and families searching for the perfect place to stay during your visit to Boston College? Look no further than Homewood Suites Needham. Our spacious suites offer all the comforts of home. Start your day with our complimentary hot breakfast. Stay connected with free Wi-Fi and enjoy complimentary parking. Our friendly staff is here to make your stay exceptional, and we're located just 5 miles from BC. Visit needhamboston.homewoodsuites by hilton.com to reserve your suite today. Homewood Suites, your home away from home near Boston College.
Hey, Doug Flutie here.
And I'm Flutie Foundation board member and autism advocate Mike Palmer. Join our mission of helping people and families with autism live life to the fullest. From being part of an event like the Flutie 5K for Autism, hosting a fundraiser, donating or supporting our Stars of the Spectrum's career pursuits, your involvement directly helps the autism community. Go to flutiefoundation.org to get involved.
Everybody that's been a part of our foundation, thank you all so much.
Go Eagles.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
At Mass General Brigham, we're one against cancer. We're building a world-class center of cancer care with the most cancer surgeries and specialists in the region. With new collaborations, approaches, and treatments, like the only precision proton therapy treatment in New England, we're there with patients for every twist and turn. There's only one, Mass General Brigham. To learn more, visit massgeneralbrigham.org/cancer.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from The Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
Now towards the middle, back to the left, he throws, and it's caught by Skeet. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Boston College. Jaden Skeet for the second time today is the Eagle in the end zone. What do you say?
I say if he hasn't yet, he ought to take a bow.
Take a bow, Jaden Skeet, the pride of Catholic Memorial High School.
Jaden Skeet. Bill O'Brien, another guy that is starting to emerge. Welcome back to the Stockyard and the BC Football Show. Skeet, couple catches, couple touchdowns. Just an average day at the office.
Skeet's had a really good offseason. I have really high expectations for Skeet. You know, he's really worked hard to improve. Remember, he got hurt last year. He broke his foot.
Oh, yeah.
And we missed him, you know, because he's a really good route runner. He's a game-changer type of player. And so it's very important for us that he's out there, and I thought he did a good job on Saturday.
You've got quite a stable of receivers.
We do.
I mean, right across the board, it isn't one or two; it's five or six.
Yeah, we do. We have the three. You know, we got Lewis, obviously, who's one of the best to ever play here, and then Reed Harris, Jaden Skeet, and then we have other guys like Luke McLaughlin, V.J. Wilkins, Dawson Pugh had a really good game on Saturday. He's a young player who's he's going to be awesome. So
really good.
He had a good day on Saturday.
Yeah, the folks out in East Lansing were talking about Dawson, about he was probably the best receiver coming out of high school last year. And I don't know how they draw that conclusion.
He's good. He's good. He played quarterback, too, in high school. He's done a lot. He's an awesome kid. And, yeah, he's a good player.
Speaking of East Lansing, BC hasn't been there in 33 years. Pete, you were there.
We were. I was.
Yes, 33 years ago.
Who was the partner?
Probably, I got to think now, back then, that was probably maybe John Rook. No.
No, it wasn't Rook. It was, I believe, Dale Arnold or Dick Lutsk.
I think it was Dick Lutsk.
There's been some legends in that seat.
Oh, I've had several, and one I just can't seem to get rid of. But
no, that's not nice.
It's like a
20 years.
Like a moth, 20, like a moth to Cleek.
20 years together. Exactly. Oh, longest God. 30 years of my life with this guy. Come on.
It's dog years. It's like 60.
Yeah. Come sit in my chair for a bit.
Oh, I did once, and I got good reviews.
Yeah, I remember.
I'd like to hear that story. Huh? Would you get sick?
This is a non sequitur, but.
What does that mean?
That means
I went to Brown.
Trip off another path.
You can usually blame me for that.
So I had to go to the bathroom, and it was against Florida State. And it was I thought it was a minute and a half timeout.
90 seconds, yeah.
But it ended up being 30. So I'm in the bathroom next door. I had, you know.
Yeah, okay.
It took a little longer. So
let me take it from there.
Yes.
Chachi's in my headset going, "You ready?" I said, "Ready for what?" "You have to call the play. Meter's not back." "Call the play? What do you mean call the play?" "You're the play-by-play guy. He's in the bathroom."
and here's what happened.
Well,
how'd it go?
Ryan throws a pick six.
Matt?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, Ryan over the ball, surveying the defense. You know, I'm doing my best Meter Perel.
He's back to pass.
Tries to sneak one underneath. Oh, it's intercepted. Let's go. Anyway, big play, huge play. Meanwhile, he's in the men's room, and he hears the roar.
Oh, God.
That's what he said.
I was so pissed. No pun intended. it was – and what did they do for about a year and a half, 2 years on WEI and Dennis McCallum? They played the call, and they – Chach would play the ping noise underneath the call.
That is awesome.
One play.
Cronin was a favorite for many years for that.
That's
one play.
Awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
Matt Ryan's pick six.
That's awesome.
2007.
He didn't throw many of those. No, he did not.
No, he did not.
But 33 years ago, whoever was in the seat, Tom Coughlin actually had an interesting quote that I just saw today. You'll appreciate this, Coach. This is from 1992. "This program is traditionally a winner. They've got great coaching, tradition, players. If you look at the tape, you'll see they're big, strong, and physical. We're looking at this game as a four-quarter struggle." That's 33 years ago.
I would say copy that quote and just, you know, just say that I said it.
That's exactly why.
They're tough. They're big. They're well-coached. They're a winning program. Jonathan Smith's done a really good job there. Both of us are in our second year in these programs, and it'll be a physical game. It'll be a physical matchup. It'll be a game of special teams. Special teams will be big in the game. Ball security will be big in the game. It'll be a great crowd. Our ability to handle the noise, to weather the storm in the beginning of the game will be very, very important. Yep. It's obviously our first road game. But, that's the identity of Michigan State, whether it was George Perlis, Nick Saban, Mark D'Antonio, or Jonathan Smith. So, yeah, no doubt about it.
And the great thing about 115,000 screaming fans, and BC's had a few of those situations where they go into a madhouse.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing, and I don't know if your players appreciate it, maybe they do, is silence.
Yeah.
When you have 115,000 people sitting on their hands,
yep.
That is just, we got them.
Or 75, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's 115, Pete, but...
75's big.
Sounds like 115.
Just like ours isn't 45, it's 55.
I think it's more like 60.
Thank you.
It was loud. It was loud Saturday.
It was. It was a yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, fans have always they always bring it at Chestnut Hill. But do we overrate the broadcasters? Or you'll hear it tonight. Cowboys going into enemy territory against the Eagles. How do they deal with it? Do we overrate that?
No, that's big.
Road game thing?
No, that's important. It's loud, and your communication is big. And, you know, I can remember, you know, last year, certain games on the road, or, you know, I was at Alabama. We went to Tennessee. We went to LSU. We played at Florida. We played at Texas. I mean, man, you can't even hear yourself think. So your communication's got to be on point, and that'll be a big part of the game. That's not overrated at all.
That's also an attraction.
It is. I mean, I told the team today, like, this is what you play Division I college football for. You got this game. It's on NBC. You got Todd Blackledge, Matt Cassel. You know, they're going to be doing a game. You know, you've got
Catherine Tappan on the sideline.
Catherine Tappan. You've got of Nesson fame, right? Nesson fame. And then you've got, you know, Ian Eagle's son, Noah Eagle's doing the game. And you got it's a big game. 7:30 kickoff, NBC, night game, Saturday night. It's what college football is all about. So
and you have a big night. What happens down the road? All of a sudden, you're an attractive national TV audience.
Exactly, yeah, and it helps us a lot. And we, you know, it's an important game. I mean, look, it's a great opportunity for us, and I know our guys are very excited about it.
One guy I think who's starting to be more productive as a receiver, and you saw that Saturday, was Jeremiah Franklin.
Yes.
5 catches, 50 yards, but a terrific blocker. What has he done to get better?
Jeremiah is a very solid player. He's got a good future in football. I mean, I think he's got an NFL future. He's a really good blocker. You don't see these tight ends these days, not all of them are great blockers. He's a very good blocker, and he's good in the passing game, and he's a very, very bright guy. He's got really good leadership skills. He's not a captain, but he's definitely a leader. He leads that room. He's got a lot of young guys in that room with Kalen Chudzinski and Stevie Amar and DJ Johnson, and then a new guy with Zeke Moore and, you know, and Ty Lockwood, you know, so he's a good leader for those guys. He understands the offense. He's a solid guy. I'm glad. And I'll say this to everybody out here. He's one of those guys that's a very loyal Boston College guy. He could have gone anywhere.
Okay.
He could have gone anywhere after last year because, you know, a lot of people wanted him. And he stayed with us because he loves BC and he loves, you know, the team and the school and a lot of credit to that kid.
And you put the pieces together in offense. A lot of teams tend to be one-dimensional. They may be strong at wide receiver. They may be strong at tight end. They may be very strong at running back. But to have a tight end group like that,
yeah,
that the quarterback can, if he's in trouble or by design,
yeah,
you know, it's an easy 10 or 15 yards or a lot more.
Yeah, it's a strong position. They're well-coached. Will Lawing and then Rob Chudzinski coaches them. And, you know, he was a tight end. He's got so much experience as a professional coach, and he played the position. He does a great job coaching that position. We've got good mixture of veteran players. You know, Zeke Moore brings a lot of toughness. Ty Lockwood coming from Alabama. And then you've got some young guys that we think are going to be really, really good. Stevie Amar, Kalen Chudzinski obviously played in the game, made a nice catch on one that was kind of a low ball. So, yeah, we're excited about that position.
But not all tight ends want to block, right? Is that a
and you know
statement?
What? They don't. But these guys, we have, I would say every one of these guys is a willing blocker. Some of them do it a little bit better than others, but they're all willing. They're not afraid to what I call, you know, stick their face in the fan. They're willing to do that, which is a big deal at that position.
When you popped on the tape and watched Michigan State, what do you see?
Tough team, good defense. Multiple defense. You know, we got to be ready for a lot of pressure on third down. I think they do a really good job. They're very well coached. I think offensively, you got to be ready for this quarterback, Childs. He's a really good player. He's got a cannon for an arm. He's smart. He can run. They've got Nick Marsh as a young receiver, was a freshman last year, really good player. They got a couple good backs that I think are good. Their offensive line is very well coached. So, It's a big time challenge for us. We got to go in there and we got to play our best.
You're looking at that Moore kid.
Got a lot of notes.
Some
of them are typed.
Albert Einstein said you write things down so you can forget them.
Oh, I didn't know. Do you know how to type? Do you type like this?
Or
do
you? I might use 4 fingers.
You hunt and peck?
I do, but that helps. It allows me to think and process.
Did you take typing in high school?
I did.
So did I. I had to take.
That's where I learned how to type.
I missed it.
St. John's Prep.
I missed that one. But they've got a couple of receivers. The kid Moore is really something. But you watched that game last week. They weren't flashy. They kind of kept everything under wraps. I'm playing a little possum for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing Western Michigan. Although Western Michigan played them tough. I thought Western Michigan did some good things. But, you know, obviously Michigan State was the better team. But that's not – Michigan State, they're not a flat – they're a tough, physical, well-coached team. They do what they do. I think it's similar for both teams. You're going to know many times you're going to know what's coming, and it's going to be a physical game.
We are looking forward to it Saturday night in East Lansing. This is the BC Football Show. The Eagles are 1-0. You're listening from the Stockyard in Brighton, presented by Bud Light.
Hey, college football fans, I know you'd do anything for a win on game day and an ice-cold Bud Light, because whether you're tailgating in the parking lot or parked on the couch, sitting on your lucky stool at the bar, or standing in the fan section all game long, the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light turns a win into a win-win. A win isn't a win without the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light, and there's nothing easier to enjoy than that. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles!
Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern, proud owner of McGovern Auto Group, Boston's fastest growing car family. Over 30 dealerships and more than 8,000 vehicles across the Boston Metro, ready for you today. Boston College students, alumni, families, this is your home turf. Skip the rest. Shop with the best. Your fellow Eagles, Matt McGovern, Mark Walker, and Tom Kilgariff. McGovernAuto.com. That's McGovernAuto.com. Go Eagles!
This is Andy Powers. If you're looking for the greatest selection of everything for hockey and more, then get to Sports Etc. at 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington, Boston's best hockey shop, or online at sportsetc.net.
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Since 1970, the campus school at Boston College.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
College has been educating students ages 3 to 22 with extensive support needs, including complex medical challenges. Located on the BC main campus, our dedicated team of teachers, therapists, nurses, and volunteers work together to realize the potential of each student. You can help make a difference. Join us on Saturday, October 5th at 9 a.m. for the Campus School 5K Run and Roll. Your support directly funds the technology, equipment, and materials our students deserve. Learn more at bc.edu/campusschool.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more on tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Perrell.
What they're going to do now is they're going to turn this first possession back like this.
Pick by Cam Crouch to the 15, to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. A pick six for Cam Crouch. You wanted some momentum, there it is. Take a bow, Cam Crouch.
Cronin, the soothsayer there.
Big play. He had a lot of bows on Saturday.
Oh, well, let's maybe keep it going. What do you think? You think I'm all for the bows.
I'm all for it. Don't get a penalty. Zay Flowers almost got a penalty for taking a bow. We told you that story. You won't like that.
Oh, no, he did get a penalty.
Did he get a penalty?
Yes.
I thought they didn't throw it.
No, he got flagged, and then it stopped.
Yeah.
He did not do it again.
Yeah.
He took a bow in the end zone, big, nice full bow, and the flags came out on the what it was a
couple years ago.
On sportsmanlike conduct.
Yes.
And Meter took a little heat for it. But he said, well, what do you
want?
What
reason?
Who, the coach?
Nah, he was kind of joking. They give me heat. It's my thing. It's my moniker. Catchphrase.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Before we get into Michigan State, there was a college football note today. The NCAA Oversight Committee voted today to accept a single transfer portal period in January, expected to last 10 days and begin January 2nd. All right, so there's a single transfer portal period.
Yeah, we just got a big text from the ACC Commissioner, Jim Phillips, who I think does a great job. He does a great job of communicating with us. And, yeah, I think that's good. I think it's – we all wanted one portal window. 10 days is good. Some guys wanted it after spring practice. I like it when it falls after the season there. I think it's really good.
So that's a significant development.
Yeah, huge. Yeah.
Well, that means your roster's set in January.
That's right.
Which changes the whole calculus here. I mean, you guys are chasing your tails for before Christmas, after Christmas.
Yeah, and they made December a dead period too, which is good because that can allow us to really – spend time, for the bowl games, obviously, but also to spend time with our team, because that's, again, what I've said all along is it's very important to retain your own team, in my opinion. To take the philosophy of 50 out and 50 in is just not what BC's all about, not what I'm about. I like to coach the guys, get to know them, and
that's what coaching
get
is.
Better.
Yeah. I've said that many times.
There's no quick fixes.
It makes sense. And we'll watch North Carolina Monday night. They have 70 new players.
Yeah, I think they went in there. It was a little bit of a different deal. Him and Bill and Mike Lombardi, they decided to do it that way. I'm not commenting on that. I'm just saying for us at BC, I think it's very, very important to retain and develop. And so that's why I think one portal window helps us. Now, we have to – understand the commitment that it's going to take from everybody involved, the university, everybody, to be able to retain your team. But I think we're on the right track with that, and I think we'll be okay.
I think if you step back and look at your roster now, the depth that you've been able to create is pretty impressive. I don't ever recall having the amount of depth, and it's hard to find a position where it doesn't exist.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time on recruiting. I think we did a decent job in the portal. Most of the guys that whether it's Lonergan or Lockwood, or you'll see a couple guys this week that'll play that haven't played yet, you know, that are transfer guys. Favor Bate, he ran around, made some plays. Jason Hewlett, those guys helped us. But primarily freshmen, right? So I think we had 24 signees in the class of 25, and now we have 27 commitments in the class of 26. To me, like, that's the way you got to do it, and that's why we recruit every single day. Like last night, Wednesday nights is a big phone call night for me and Spencer. You know, so we called about 30 kids from both the class of 26 and the class of 27. We have to recruit. We have to sell, not sell BC, but talk about BC. I think selling BC is a bad way to say it. I shouldn't say that. I should talk about, hey, look, this is what BC can do for you. And, you know, it's a special place that, you know, has great academic reputation and obviously good football, and that's what we're trying to do.
Does that help you on the back end hold on to a kid that might be disenfranchised a little bit, maybe thinks he should be playing and isn't? I'm thinking that, you know, because you do. When we see departures from Boston College, it's not tragic. I think you understand why kids go.
Yeah, look, we haven't kept everybody. I mean, everybody knows, you know. I mean, everybody knows the guys that have left, and we support those guys. We supported them when they were here. We support their decision to leave, and God bless them, and I hope they do great wherever they go. But we have kept the majority of our roster, and I think that's a big thing for us. That's why I talk to our coaches all the time. You know, a lot of times as assistant coaches, I was there. You're almost afraid sometimes to put a guy in if he hasn't played yet, or, you know, oh, yeah, he's done well in practice, but how will he do in the game? Put him in. You'll be surprised how well a guy does in the game. Like, we have a kid, Jaden Fry, who you guys know, and he's a freshman. And in practice, it was okay. I mean, it was kind of, you know, flashed here, not great here, flashed here. Hey, put him in. And he went in, and he affected the – no, he got that penalty, which I think was a terrible call, but he affected the game when he got in there and was active and made a lot of plays. So, you know, we got to play a lot of guys.
That's a great point. A lot of times people ask me, how does that work? So a position coach says to you, these are the guys I want to play today?
No. I say, this is who you're playing today.
Gotcha.
That's what they pay me to do, Meter.
No, I understand.
I determine the playing
time. But there's input.
Yeah. Oh, obviously. Yeah. No, I definitely listen, and there's rarely a disagreement.
Gotcha.
Rarely. It's just, hey, look, I want this guy to play this many plays today.
Right.
You know, say he's a freshman. I want this guy to play 20 plays today. You know, that's the thing. We talk about playing time all the time. We review the roster every single day, and then on Saturday morning this week, we'll make a final determination on who's going to play in the game.
From a redshirt perspective, because a lot of people don't understand it, you can play in four games and not lose a redshirt?
That's right. And you can play in the bowl game, so technically five if you go to a bowl, yep.
And so does that affect your thinking through the course of the season? You want to get a kid some experience. You say, well, yeah, get a game here, get him a game there, but just let them taste a little bit, but save the red shirt.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's an important part of what we try to do. We're very strategic about how we talk about that. I thought it was important to hopefully that the Fordham game would turn out the way it did, so we could play a lot of guys, get these guys, you know, get them a taste of what it's all about. We brought as many guys to the hotel to teach them about the travel deal. We can't do that this week. We can only bring 80 guys on the road to Michigan State, and so that'll be different. But yeah, we're very strategic. We don't really, like, if we're going to play a guy, we say, okay, we kind of say, like, red light. We say green light, this guy can go in anytime. We say yellow light, check with me. We say red light, this guy's not going to play right now. Not to mean that he can't play down the road, but not in this game. And so I think we stick to that, and when we put a guy in, we play him. Because you hear the horror stories of, yeah, you know, a guy only played one play or two plays.
You give him some leash.
Let him play. Let him go in there and get into a rhythm.
It's also, you know, a guy like Anthony Ferrucci.
Love him.
Who's a tailback.
Love him.
Four carries, his first four carries in a BC uniform.
So many. He's just a tough guy. We call it the show team. He's the show team running back. Him and Makai Dodd, they do a great job down there. But, you know, he takes a beating. I got so much respect for Ferrucci. He's a great dude. Yeah. He's a great dude. He shows up every day. He's a very bright guy. He's going to be a huge success. We'll be working for him someday.
I know.
You know what I mean?
His brother
gives me great recommendations in the North End. You know, I'll ask him sometimes. Yeah, his
brother was one of my students. His brother was a team manager here.
Yeah, was an awesome guy. Yeah, well, he was the manager when I first got here. Yep.
Yeah, that's those type of stories are that's a BC thing.
It's awesome, no doubt.
And you always talk about Bam Crouch. We heard the highlight. Great interception, pick six, his first of his career.
Yeah.
You call that a great BC story. Why?
Just, you know, look, this guy has been through a lot in his life. I think he really came into his own last year. You know, when I first got here, I'm not sure he was really thinking about staying. You know, I think he was thinking about leaving, headed back home. And, you know, that would have been a bad decision for him because that's a guy that, you know, he'll be – you know, in my opinion, a BC legend. He'll be a guy that'll come back and help us, and BC will do so much for him, and he'll do a lot for BC. And so he does a good job. I think he's going to graduate. I think he'll graduate in the spring maybe. So this guy's got a real shot to, you know, be an NFL player, graduate in the spring with a Boston College degree, and he overcame a lot of adversity.
We have to take our final timeout. He's Bill O'Brien, Pete Cronin, John Mita Perrell on the BC Football Show. Get Bill's thoughts more on Michigan State coming up after this timeout.
Hey, college football fans, I know you'd do anything for a win on game day and an ice-cold Bud Light, because whether you're tailgating in the parking lot or parked on the couch, sitting on your lucky stool at the bar, or standing in the fan section all game long, the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light turns a win into a win-win. A win isn't a win without the clean, crisp taste of Bud Light, and there's nothing easier to enjoy than that. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Eagles fans, come and enjoy one of Metro West's hidden gems at Shining Rock Golf Club. Shining Rock is one of the premier public golf courses in New England. And now open our new 9-hole par 3 course, the Acorn. At only 867 yards, the Acorn provides a great opportunity to work on chipping and putting. Book your tee time by calling 508-234-0400 or visit their website at shiningrock.com. Go Eagles!
Looking to make waves with a radio ad or public presentation? Need to polish your public speaking skills? At Movibe Productions, we specialize in crafting compelling audio and coaching talent. Our beautiful, state-of-the-art Studio G by the Sea offers the perfect creative environment for recording audio and video. From script to sound, from idea to imagery, Movibe Productions can make it happen. Discover an ocean of success at MoViProductions.com.
Hey, Eagles fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Boston College football games or to any other live event in Boston, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek, it's the official ticket marketplace of Boston College football. Let's go, Eagles. SeatGeek.
Calling all BC students and families searching for the perfect place to stay during your visit to Boston College? Look no further than Homewood Suites Needham. Our spacious suites offer all the comforts of home. Start your day with our complimentary hot breakfast. Stay connected with free Wi-Fi and enjoy complimentary parking. Our friendly staff is here to make your stay exceptional, and we're located just 5 miles from BC. Visit needhamboston.homewoodsuites by hilton.com to reserve your suite today. Homewood Suites, your home away from home near Boston College.
This is Andy Powers. If you're looking for the greatest selection of everything for hockey and more, then get to Sports Etc. at 1303 Mass Ave in Arlington, Boston's best hockey shop, or online at sportsetc.net.
Throw it to the end zone. Reed Harris pulls it down. Here what a catch.
Yep.
Back right corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Reed Harris. How do you like that?
Reed Harris, red zone target. 66 points by the Eagles. They're off and running as they take on 1-0 Michigan State. Bill O'Brien, you like that song in the background. That's catchy.
I think we got the students to stay a little longer because we bumped that back a little
bit. I noticed that.
Yes.
I like that. Good decision. Very tactful.
Subtle, but effective.
Yeah. But students were awesome. Students were great on
playlist.
They were. That's a big deal for us because the way they are, where they sit, and our players, they love that.
The way they sit, and that you come out of the tunnel, that's the first thing you see.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
Pretty cool.
When it's all jammed up, it's
that's right.
It can get the kids going.
That's right.
Defensively, we talked a little about the Michigan State overall look here, but defensively, what do you think you'll see?
I think it's a mixture. You know, I think you're going to see what we call, some plug blitzes. I think you're going to see them play, basic front and coverage. I think you better be ready on third down. I think they're a game plan team. There's going to be something that you haven't prepared for that you have to let your rules take you through it. You're going to have to see quick decisions from Dylan in the passing game. Guys got to get open versus man coverage. It's a big challenge for our offensive line. They've got to come ready to go. But we've had a good week, and our guys are excited. You know, this is a game that I feel that our guys will be ready to play. But it's a similar opponent. You know, it's two teams that are very, very similar.
No question.
We'll see how it goes.
Matchup opponent, as Pete likes to say.
Yeah.
And both programs are in kind of living in parallel universe.
Similar,
here,
yeah.
Trying to break out of mediocrity in their years. Respective conferences.
That's right.
Against, last year it was a close game, and all you hear about from those folks out in East Lansing is how they should have won. You should win a lot of games, and you don't. So get over it. Yeah.
Pete fires himself
he
up.
He does. He's a one-man fire-up machine.
I almost feel like he's going to punch me. That would hurt. Look at his fist.
No, I don't. My punching days are behind.
It's an Ivy League fist. That's a Boston College fist.
This is a Weston High School fist.
Oh.
Hey.
Whoa.
Yep. Well,
that's the mean streets of Weston.
I do. Yes, I do have photographs of Meter Perel running a chainsaw. I mean, it's hard to believe. Up in Maine, he came up.
This summer.
The saw's about that big, but it's still a chainsaw.
Was it plastic?
Well, yeah, some parts were plastic. Yeah. But no, it was a real saw. But
legit? Ben Meter Perel was running the chainsaw.
I actually was going along with the fact that you were a very bright guy. You gave him a chainsaw?
Well, I stepped back.
Did you go to the next county?
Yeah, it's really hard to hurt you.
I had
that.
No idea.
Is there video of that?
I have a photograph, yes.
I don't know if there's a video.
I have a video of son Ben trying to split wood. He should get an education.
Ben's a good dude.
He should go to school. Because splitting wood
is
not in his
future. Podcast, I bet.
He does miss the podcast.
Ben was a frequent visitor to the podcast.
God love my son Ben. But
he's a great kid.
First time he met Bill, this is classic inside baseball here. I said, Ben, just hang out, whatever. He'll be. He's gonna be okay if I'm in the office. I'm like, yeah, he's all right. He's a good dude. Bill's a good dude. But he says to Bill, he says, hey, nice to meet you. I got a question for you. Do you have Tom Brady's phone number?
That was the first question.
Yeah, he did.
He was serious.
Yeah, I don't think I can give it out to you, though.
I'm like, Ben, that's your first question? That's your door opener?
Going for the throat. That's good.
God love him.
throw the 95.
We got Matt Castle on this one. Matt Castle will be here on Saturday night.
He works great.
Yeah. Yeah, he's awesome.
When's the last time you crossed paths with him?
Been a while, but talked to him yesterday for a while. He's doing great. He's an awesome guy. He's got a great family. Colleen and I are friends with him and his wife. He's the best. He's one of the funniest human beings of all time. And so we had a lot of memories going back through our memories of stories from the Patriots.
Some you can't share, I'm sure.
Yeah, a few, but some you can share. But anyways,
he's one of those guys that's underrated.
Yeah, I mean,
about Patriots history.
I'll never forget that. That was one of a great lesson in coaching. 2008 It was like the sixth play of the opening game, and Tom went down with a knee injury, and Castle went in, and everybody's like, oh, everybody didn't know what to expect. And I remember that the team just was, because we knew he was a talented guy.
Right.
And I think we're one of the only 11-win teams to not make the – I think there's only two or three 11-win teams that didn't make the – because that was the year of the Dolphins with Ricky and Ronnie running a Wildcat. Oh, yeah. And they kind of ran us out of the stadium on that one at Gillette. But anyways, yeah, that was pretty cool year. Story. I was a wide receiver coach on that.
Really? Game.
Yeah. I coached the wide receivers. That was a legendary wide receiver room.
Speaking of comedy.
Yeah. A lot of comedy, yes.
You love those stories.
I have
played with a few
of
those guys. I know you do. He's got some stories, this guy.
Oh, right, you have great stories.
Yeah, but not many are unrepeatable. Only in
your Redskins stories are awesome.
Are great. That is
Commanders, but
Redskins. Commanders now. But
you
yes,
can call them the Redskins.
You played.
Yeah, well, that's right. I reserve the right to call them the Redskins.
I remember I told you this before. I remember my dad loved those Redskins teams because of the Hogs, and yeah, my dad was an offensive lineman, so the counterplay and Joe Gibbs and the Donnie Bro and those guys. You know, they were Joe Bugle.
Oh yeah,
man,
that's
a great legendary
what a staff.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah, we're good staff.
Yeah.
Richie Pettibone.
Larry Pecatello, you know.
Great names.
Great
names.
Legendary names.
All right, let's simplify this game for us. What are your keys to victory?
We got to do a good job of taking care of the ball. We got to handle the noise. We got to play with poise early on. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and we've got to really stay focused and not be distracted. And again, you know, play it one play at a time. I know it's cliche, but it's really important to do that. I think that defensively, we've got to do a really good job of doing the best we can to contain the quarterback. We've got to do a good job of, you know, not giving up a bunch of yards on first down. So we put them in, you know, behind the schedule a little bit. And then in special teams, we got to cover kicks really well. They have a great punter. He's probably top two punter in the country, and he's a nominee for the Ray Guy Award. So we've got to do a great. I said to our specialists need to. Basically outplay or at least play as well as their specialists because they have some really good specialists. So we got a big game, you know, relative to special teams too.
I will say that watching your player interviews and doing a good job, by the way, of marketing.
Those kids did a great job this week. I said that to the team.
And it's coming through loud and clear because the reporters are not trying to, but it's their nature to kind of get them off point and get the get them not maybe speaking the gospel, but every one of them to a person, to a man, focused on the next opponent. Thanks for the compliments, but we got to move on, and we got to, you know, it's about the next play.
Right. I think that's big, and I talked to him in the beginning of the season about the media and how important the media is, the relationship with the media, that they're a conduit to our fans, and, you know, let's do a great job because you represent yourself, your family, and obviously Boston College, your teammates. And our guys do a great job. I thought, for example, like Carter Davis, Jeremiah Franklin, you know, Dylan's done a good job. I just think that those guys have done a really good job with the media this week.
Bo McCormick is a guy that a lot of fans are going to probably like as the season goes along.
Yeah.
Got a couple carries Saturday.
Yeah.
How do you see his role? Will it increase?
I don't know about increasing, but he'll play. He'll play. He's a good player. He's a good, tough he's just a really good football. He's a football player. I said that in a meeting. He can do a lot of different things. He'll cover a kick. He'll go down there and make a tackle. He'll return a kick. He'll run the ball. He'll do whatever you ask him to do. He kind of reminds me of he's not the same. He's a little bit bigger, but he reminds you of Danny Woodhead. One of the greatest things I ever saw a player do in a game. We were playing the Indianapolis Colts, and I think someday you'll see Bo do this. Danny Woodhead scored we ran a little trap play from about the 35-yard line. It was at Gillette. Boom, he scored, touchdown, boom, ripped it in there. And then he went down on the kickoff, and he tackled the guy inside the 10-yard line on the very next play.
Wow.
You know, after the extra point. And that's kind of Bo. Bo will do whatever you – Bo's a ball player, and we love having him on the team.
And he's a great advertisement for recruiting local talent.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, there was a big article in the Globe today on the best players in Massachusetts. I can't really comment on those guys because some of them are coming to Boston College. But I would just tell you that there's a lot of talent in this state, and we have to do as good a job as we can. We're not going to get every guy, but we're going to recruit everyone that's a fit for BC. And, you know, we'll work hard to get them, and there's a lot of guys that can play here.
And the high school season begins tomorrow night.
Yeah.
St. John's Prep against Springfield Central.
Big ball game.
That's a showdown.
That is a showdown. You got. I can't mention names, but I think everybody knows the names that'll be going against each other in those games.
Wow.
And then my buddy Brian Elward, Tewksbury. They open up against Winthrop. I think it's at Winthrop.
Yep.
That's a big one. So yeah, a lot of big games.
And you guys, besides putting game plans together, coaching every day, recruiting every day, watching tape, you go to watch, you go to high school football games.
Yeah, I'll try to. Yeah, I won't, because, you know, obviously we're leaving tomorrow. But when we have a home game, maybe like we have this bye after Stanford, I'll go to two or three games. Try to drive around and go to two or three games on a Friday night. I love doing that. It's just high school football is awesome. So. Love doing it.
It is great. I was invited to the Weston Medfield game tomorrow. They wanted me to do the coin toss. I said, I'm going to be in East Lansing. Weston Medfield tomorrow night.
That's a tilt.
I'm like, I'd be honored to do the coin toss.
I lived in Medfield my first
game. You love Medfield, didn't you?
That was a great town.
Great town.
A lot of great people. Great Boston Boston College alum from Medfield, Brian Hardiman.
Oh, yes.
He'll be joining us in East Lansing.
You got to be out there?
Yeah, him and his brother coming to the game.
Oh, good. Good to know. He's a Hopkinton guy. Pete was a Hopkinton guy for years.
Oh, yeah.
Great town. Well, start of the marathon.
It's changed.
Yeah.
It's a very, very different.
Since you lived.
Very, very different place now.
Yeah.
Speaking of, well, Steve Burton's a Hopkinton guy. You're used
great guy.
Now he's a Newton guy, but you're doing this WBZ sit-down every week. How's that going?
It's been good. Steve's Steve. He's a great guy, and, you know, it's good. It's good for us just to get the BC
I got a
name
Steve
out there.
Burton story. My daughter, Allison, who's here with her daughters.
Yeah.
We're sitting on Main Street in Hopkinton waiting for a light, and Steve Burton's walking up the sidewalk. Dad. Now, she was probably 10 years old. Dad, there's OJ.
Oh, jeez.
I said, no, that's Steve Burns. He laughed.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell him. If you talk to him, he'll he got a really kick out of that story. Yeah. That was before OJ was famous, if you know what I mean.
Oh, man.
What's he doing in hockey?
Oh, another chapter. The Cronin book. That's good. I don't know how do we move off of that?
Stumped,
absolutely stumped. But that's good publicity for the program.
It is, yeah. It's good. He does a good job, and then yeah. So we do that. We do the Greg Hill. That's a good deal having us on the WEI. I think that helps Boston College football and just trying to get a bunch of people in the stands. We're working hard. I think we're on the right track and. Love the fan support. Love the people here tonight. I think it's awesome. It's a great turnout.
Yes.
Really appreciate everybody that's here tonight.
Love special it. Thanks to the Gridiron Club right in front of us. John Merlesina, Paul Criscione.
Yep.
I'd love to name everybody in this room. Barry McNulty. We'll just do it. We'll just rip it off. But thank you, everybody, for your support. We're here every Thursday night. Bill, best of luck.
Thank you very much. Go appreciate you guys. Yep.
We'll see you on the plane.
Yep.
Bill O'Brien, everybody on the BC Football Show. Pete. Well done.
Take
special thanks. Justin Turp and Griffin Ward back in the studio. Join us on Saturday night at 7 o'clock, BC and Michigan State on the Van Wagner Sports Network. So long for now, everybody.
You've been listening to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Invest well and live a little at empower.com. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. And WN, the official technology infrastructure partner of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. And the Stockyard, Boston's best steakhouse. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Eagles Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.